My name is Louise Kettle, and I am the project manager for the IBM Summit at Start.
Okay, big day for you today then.
Very big day. Finally here. We've been working on this since January, so 9 months in the making, and probably the last 4 months have been really intensive, and today is the culmination of all of that work.
Great, and how's it going so far?
Fantastically, I think. It was lovely to see a room full of people all really, I think, getting something from the session that we've had today in this fantastic venue. And I've been blown away by the commitment of the team that have made this come together.
Fantastic. And so what are you hoping to get out of this event in general?
In general, IBM is looking to make sure that we have used this platform to demonstrate our smarter planet vision and how we really can help support the Prince's agenda and drive a more sustainable business here in the UK. And this kind of event gives us the opportunity both to build new relationships and hopefully drive some long-term business for IBM in the UK, but also to really make progress in our position as a brand in the UK and to really make some inroads in our important work to increase the reputation of the IBM brand in the UK as a UK company that is working for the benefit of UK businesses.
And so a lot's been said already about conversation and collaboration and how this is not about being preached to for 9 days about, you know, IBM's opinions on things. So what are you hoping people will do? How do you think people will run with that idea?
I think one of the things that we always set out to do here was not to have a standard format event where people were just going to be, as you say, preached to and lots of PowerPoint slides and people sit there like dumb animals and listen. This is all about interaction and dialogue and people putting forward their experiences and their views. And what we really want to do is create constituencies on each day that will work together, talk together, and come up with some new steps they can all take when leaving the summit, which in some cases will involve participation from IBM, and we really do believe that we have a lot of value we can bring to those dialogues. But it's not exclusively about IBM being at the table and IBM business. There is also going to be positive outcome here if communities that have come together go away and start taking their own actions when they return to their own businesses or organisations, and we all can work together to create a more sustainable UK.
That sounds amazing. And so what do you think are the priorities for cities? So today's all about cities and buildings. And what are the priorities for sustainable cities going forward?
Gosh, well, I'm not a sustainable cities expert, but I think that what we've heard today is all about how we can use the sustainability agenda to support economic growth in cities and to continue to drive some of the other social imperatives of cities. And I think this talks very well to the way that IBM has described sustainability in the lead up to this summit, which is the conjunction of environmental, societal, and economic factors. So this is not just about being green. This is not just about the green agenda. It's about how we can bring together those environmental factors with the greater good for society, and also bearing in mind some of the sustainability factors of growing populations and the changes in populations in cities and across the world, and also making those connections in a way which is economically viable, because companies are not going to be enabled to take action unless it is going to be beneficial to their bottom line, unless it's going to make them sustainable companies as they go forward. This is not about pure altruism. This is enlightened self-interest. This is about making those three aspects, environment, society, and economics, come together to drive a more sustainable UK, a more sustainable cities, in a way which benefits both the citizens and the organisations that support them.
Great, and I overheard you in your interview just now, your video interview, talking about things that you do at home yourself to be more sustainable. Do you think that people making personal choices like that is just as important as a company saying, this is what everyone should be doing?
If you look at the overall START initiative, so the piece of work which was launched by the Prince of Wales back in February, it's very much about simple steps that we all can take. And when when IBM first got involved with the Prince's team on START, the discussions that were had were about the fact that you can't expect us as individuals to take those actions unless the companies and the organisations that serve and support us are giving us the choices, giving us the sustainable choices that we can then take. So both things have to work together. Companies have to make those choices available, make those decisions for themselves, and then provide the consumers with the options to then be more sustainable. And equally, companies are going to find that consumers are going to want more and more to see their sustainability operations, to understand that those choices are being provided to them. So I think the two things work together. Obviously, IBM is a business-to-business organisation, so from our point of view, and the summit at START is focused on businesses and organisations, but very much we are part of the broader mission that's going on in the gardens outside, which is about everybody working out what they can do to live more sustainably in the UK, and IBM hopes we can be a part of that in whatever form it takes.